This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukraine says United States experts are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts have joined a probe into why an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed earlier this week during a Russian bombardment. The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired the commander of the country's air force after the F-16 warplane crash and the pilot died. The order to dismiss was published Friday on the presidential website. The World Health Organization says tens of thousands of Mpox vaccines will arrive in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the next few days. World Health Organization's head of the Unit for High Impact Events Preparedness, Tim Nguyen.
What we understand right now is from ERA that they have procured 175,000 doses of MVABN vaccine. In addition, the manufacturer Bavarian Nordic is donating another 40,000 doses. That makes up about 230,000 doses that we understand are imminently available to be dispatched.
The WHO declared the ongoing Mpox outbreaks in Africa a global emergency, hoping to spur a robust global response to the disease on a continent where cases have been spreading largely unnoticed for years. For additional stories, 20